Okay, this morning in studio, we're glad to be joined by Michelle Sile, and Michelle is director for Carrington City Library. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Greg.
And how's it going this morning?
It's great.
Enjoying the cold?
Well, you know, it's part of North Dakota, and that's okay.
That's right. So, all right. Well, thanks, Michelle, for joining us here. And Michelle joins us once a month to talk about the city library and all what's happening. So let's talk about this morning how the library is both a center for entertainment and reading, too, right?
Right. I think most people, or a lot of people, think library, that just means go there and get a book. And we do that, and we have lots of wonderful new books. We're always getting new things in, so that's always a good thing. But we also provide other kinds of entertainment. We do have DVDs that you can check out, so those are there. We have newspapers and magazines. But we also have a lot of online resources that people are taking advantage of. We have two different systems where you can check out books if you want to read them on a device. We also have those systems will also allow some audiobooks and some video, so that's part of that entertainment thing kind of as well. In addition to that, it kind of crosses over into that center of learning also, is that we have a lot of programs that we're offering or opportunities that we have. We have two book clubs that we've started. Okay. So those are a lot of fun. One is the second Tuesday in the morning at 10 o'clock, and the other one is the first Thursday in the evening at 6 o'clock. And so people come together and talk about books and just enjoy each other's company as well. So that's good. We have a maker space where it's hands-on learning opportunities for the kids, more designed for kids. So that's kind of an entertainment but also a learning opportunity. Okay. And then we have a lot of other programming that we're starting in March in conjunction with a county extension agent. We're doing a session on heirloom seeds, and then we're going to have a seed exchange. We'll have some actual heirloom seeds there and some seeds that are designed just to be, you know, raised in North Dakota. So we'll have that, and then a series of gardening sessions for people that like to garden, and we're partnering with the garden club on some of that, so that's been really good. And we'll have other things, you know, throughout the summer that we're working on. And then when it comes to learning, we're also we just recently got a Google grant, through the American Library Association and Google for Libraries Lead, is what the program is called. And so we're offering and focusing on how do organizations and small businesses in our town grow their business. And sometimes that's with Google tools, and sometimes it's not. So we're offering sessions on that. Last week, Thursday, we had 27 people come together to learn about how to use Google My Business. Okay. And so that was really good. And then we got some feedback from there. So we'll do some other sessions to help that. And then that goes along with, if you've got a small business and or working on anything individually, there are a couple of places that through the library you can access some learning opportunities. There are two databases. One is called the Niche Academy, and they have a variety of different classes like Computer Basics, Customer Service 101, so you have a small business and you want your people to be better at customer service, you can just have them watch that small session, or Disability Etiquette. There's a session on Instagram if you want to learn more about that. All of the Microsoft tools, they have sessions on that. Pinterest, there's just a lot of opportunities there, and that's just kind of a self-learning opportunity. And then we have Universal Class, and that has 500 courses. And it ranges from accounting to candle making. I like building children's reading if you want to, you know, help your children be better at that. Anger management, understanding Alzheimer's. So this huge range of opportunities if you just want to learn something more about that on your own. Mm-hmm. You know, so that works really well. Then there's also Mango Languages that we have available. And again, these are all free if you're a patron of our library. And so if somebody is an English language learner, they can take Mango Languages to get better at speaking English or writing English or reading English. But you can also study 70 different languages. There's French, there's German, there's even German Oktoberfest. So if you're planning to go for Oktoberfest, you can just learn the right things to say, like what's German for beer. Yeah. And, you know, Arabic, Italian, I know somebody I talked to said their parents were going to Egypt. And so they use this to learn some basic phrases so that when they went into the marketplace, they could ask for things or say please and thank you and things like that. So
wow.
Just a, you know, wonderful opportunities that are available. And we do so much that is online now anyway, so yeah. People are really comfortable with that kind of format. So just wonderful opportunities. And then we always like to keep people informed and talking a lot and concerned about a lot of scams and things like that we hear about, you know, so sharing those kind of things. And I came across one yesterday I thought was interesting. I thought it would share with everybody, you know, part of the learning. Yep. Now that we are in 2020, it's very easy to sign things like today's date, 2/13/20. Mm-hmm. But the caution is don't do that. Put 2020. Because if it's a check or any kind of a legal document, it's very easy to change the 20 to 2017 or to 2021. And then it changes the terms and that kind of thing and makes contracts and things like that. It affects those. So that was just something I hadn't thought of.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a really good idea to keep that in mind.
Okay. Yeah.
So just lots of interesting things, and you know, try to share them with people as we can.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, some good stuff there.
Thank you.
Let's see. Now you have some upcoming programs too, right?
Yep, that's the gardening that we're going to be working on. And hoping this summer, you know, to work in some more. We would like to do a photography class, and we're working on the scheduling of that and some more of the building your business kind of programming. And so we'll be getting putting out schedules and getting all of those things lined up. So that's coming up. And then, of course, right around the corner is summer reading. And so we'll have a lot of things that we're hoping to do for our summer reading program as well. So, yeah, a lot of things that we're going to try to do in this next year or so.
Okay. Awesome. We're talking this morning with Michelle Seil, Director for Carrington City Library. Anything else this morning, Michelle?
Well, just working on the census, too. The library is involved in that census. And so we'll be talking, you know, more about that as we go along and having some opportunities and letting people know that it's not a bad thing and that the library can help make sure everybody gets their census completed. And it's really, really an important thing. So we're working, you know, forward with that as well. So.
Okay. All right. Good deal. And library just located one block north of Main Street, right?
Yes. It's a beautiful building. If you haven't been in, it's really nice. And yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity for our community. A vibrant library is a part of a vibrant community. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you, Michelle, for stopping in. And we'll have you again, let's see, on March 12th. That's a Thursday. Same time, right?
Right.
Okay.
Sounds great.
All right. Good deal. Well, thanks, Michelle, and have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
And enjoy the rest of your month, too. So.
Will do.
All righty. That's Michelle Seil in the studio this morning. And Michelle is director for Carrington City Library. And Michelle stops in once a month to fill us in on all what's happening with the Carrington City Library. Lots of good stuff. Make sure to check it out.